We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. And here is the Market Report with Jillian Ferguson.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. I am so happy to be here with Nicole Rucker at the Santa Monica Farmers Market this week. If you've been listening to Good Food for a long time, you know Nicole. She is the famed pie champion. More recently, she published a cookbook, Dappled, which is a beautiful love letter to fruit and baking. And Nicole, I was following along on Instagram when you were on your book tour, and it seemed that all over the country, you managed to find apple trees everywhere you went. Was that planned, or did that just sort of happen to you?
It wasn't planned necessarily, but I started to see apple trees. Well, I started in the Pacific Northwest, so that's probably why it started to happen, because I was up there, and like everywhere I went, I saw apples just like on the ground, in the gutter, on a sidewalk, like every single place I went, there was apples, wild apples out by where they filmed Twin Peaks. There's apple trees just like in the forest by the water there, you know, like they're all over the place. And then it just is the season for that. So I started to see them everywhere I went. And by the time I got to Pennsylvania, I went and specifically sought them out at a farm there to go apple picking. So, you know, I found them. It became a fun game for me.
And I wonder, when you got back to LA, we have apples, of course, all over the farmers market right now. How do the apples here compare to what you found on the road?
A lot of the big apple nursery and breeding is really happening far east and like up north. As it gets further going towards the west, you know, it kind of like dissipates a little bit because we have other stuff going on. We have citrus and we have tomatoes and, you know, other great stuff. So I found some apples that were really great on the East Coast that I will never see here. But I also found stuff on the East Coast and in Indiana that we get here at the market, like my favorite apple of all time, the Mutsu apple, which has made it bi-coastal in the middle and Japan, like it's everywhere. So we get that apple here. And you know, a lot of the steady varieties like Honeycrisp and Pink Lady and Crips and all those things we see here as well. So those are familiar things. But yeah, I did see some really cool ones out there that I'll never see here. Just different climate, you know.
Right, so tell us a little bit about the Mutsu and why it's your favorite.
So the Mutsu apple is my favorite because it's hard and green, which is good for texture. And they're a Japanese hybrid variety. And they're larger apples typically, so that's easier to work with, especially if you're going to make a pie. I picked a Mutsu apple in Indiana that weighed 1.2 pounds.
No.
Yes. I mean, it was like literally the biggest apple I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to Japan where they love big apples, and this was bigger than those apples.
Wow.
It was crazy. They didn't do anything to the tree to make it that way. It's a big boy. And beyond size, you know, size matters, but beyond size, the Mutsu apple is tart and crisp, holds its texture, but has a very honey-like, soft, creamy juice that comes out of it. You know, it's less tannic. The skin is not tannic at all. And the juices itself are creamy and really like honey-like. And so I think it's a good blend. It's not a sharp apple, though, so you always have to mix it. But it will give you a lot of juice and creamy mouthfeel, which is nice, and hold its shape. So it goes well with other more tart, sharp varieties.
I think a lot of people who know your reputation as a pie maker might be surprised that you don't love making apple pie. What are some apple desserts that you enjoy making?
It's not that I don't love making apple pie. I love making all pies. And I love peeling apples, which is very strange. I love peeling apples. I'm very fast at it. I wish there was a competition for that because I'd probably win it. But I don't love eating apple pie. Oh. But I know everybody else does, so it's fine for me. And right now, the best way, I just eat an apple with some cheddar cheese on the side. Like, yeah. We don't always have to bake stuff. Like, sometimes it's just nice to eat it or put it in a salad. And that's also a great way to use it or juice it. But baking apples, I do have a cookbook, so I should be good and tell you that apple cake is a great way. Apple pie, apple tarts, just cooking apples slowly and softly until they're tender and putting it on your yogurt is wonderful. There's lots of ways you can use it.
Nicole, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure as always.
Nicole Rucker is the author of Dappled, a wonderful cookbook where you can find many fruit recipes, including many that include apples. Mike Cerrone is one of the most prolific apple growers at the Santa Monica Farmers Market. I think today he had about 17 varieties on his table. Mike, how many types total do you grow up in Sea Canyon?
Okay, through the course of one season, we'll go through maybe 60.
60?
60 different types of apples. And then we have 5 or 6 varieties of pears.
Wow. Okay. And I know that as the season progresses, it starts in late August and then goes up through November.
Yes.
What kind of varieties are you going to have through these later months, November, December?
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, this is a later season. And that means that some of the stuff that's typically gone by now is still hanging on the tree. For example, we're still harvesting Johnnigold. We're still harvesting Golden Delicious. But now we are kind of breaking over into the late varieties. So late varieties are Cameo, Arkansas Black, Fuji, Red Gold, Wine Sap, Splendor, Gold Rush, which is a big one, Howard Pippin, Pink Lady.
I love all these names. And I love that on your table, you always organize the apples from tart on one end to sweet on the other.
I do. Because people either, for the most part, either want sweet apples or they want tart apples. And I really try to do it incrementally, too. Like, the sweetest is on one end, and then it kind of like gradually moves up. But, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And, you know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so I wonder if there's sort of like a workhorse apple. For instance, Nicole Rucker, who we just spoke to, she loves your Mutsu apples. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if you have a particular sort of workhorse that you recommend to people for baking around Thanksgiving.
Well, around Thanksgiving, it would be Pink Lady, Arkansas Black, maybe some Braeburns. That's about it. I mean, the late season stuff, you have less to pick from. And the thing is, we don't really store our apples. So this is stuff that'll still be coming off the tree in November.
Wow.
I mean, we could put stuff aside and put it in the cooler. But I tend to feel like they're way better when they're right off the tree. So the cooler is the last resort. That's for stuff in December, maybe January, just to stretch it out. But the moment you eat or bite into a refrigerated apple, you know the difference. So we just don't want to do that unless we have to. And I think in the next couple weeks, we're going to still have a huge selection on the table. I mean, today we had 17 varieties. I think we can still do that for a while, and people can come down here and grab the apples and prepare them, freeze them for Thanksgiving pies, like make the pie filling now.
That's a great idea to make your filling in advance because it also just relieves the stress of cooking as you're trying to prepare everything on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, if you think about it, it's a great idea. We had one restaurant in the last 2 weeks buy 15 boxes of apples, and they were all the same variety. They were all Spitzenberg. And they were all for pies. And I said, you guys are going to do them now? And they go, yep, we can do the apple pies early.
Wow.
Pumpkin pies and the others, they can't. So they like to have at least the apple pie filling finished prior to whatever date that is. But, you know, early November.
Great. Well, it's always wonderful to come and see each week what varieties you have. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
That was Mike Cerrone. He grows 26 acres of apples up on Sea Canyon near San Luis Obispo. For The Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
That's it for our show this week. In case you missed any of it, listen on our website or on KCRW's mobile app. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And as always, leave us a review if you liked what you heard. My thanks to the Good Food team. They are Nick Liao, Laurel Garcia, Joseph Stone, Chuck Previtary, and Ronnie Mickelson. Special thanks to Jacqueline Kim, Laura Kondarajan, and Amy Ta. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'll be back next week with more Good Food.